Welcome to Frankly Speaking. Today we're going to talk about a new program at George Mason University, one specially designed for the study of child development. I'm Helen Ackerman for George Mason University. When the spring semester starts next year, George Mason will be enrolling a very special student group, a class of 2.5 to 5-year-olds. The children will be part of the Project for the Study of Young Children. The project is jointly sponsored by the Fairfax County Public Schools and George Mason, and will enable not only GMU faculty and school teachers to learn more about child development, but interested parents as well. The director of the project is Dr. Gail Bjorklund, and she is here with us today to tell us about the project. Gail, what's the purpose of the project?
Well, we have several purposes in mind. One of them, of course, is to provide an excellent educational program for the preschool children enrolled in the project. We're also hoping that the parents whose children enroll can take advantage of many opportunities that we'll be offering to learn about their children and children in general, and to also participate in some of the research that faculty members will be pursuing. Research, of course, is another important objective of our program, and faculty members as well as teachers in the school will have an opportunity to study children within this classroom environment. So we have multiple purposes in mind.
How did George Mason and the Fairfax County Public School System come together on this?
Well, George Mason, of course, has been looking into providing educational opportunities for children for quite a while now, both in terms of looking at daycare options and a preschool kind of setting as we are right now. And Fairfax County heard about this and began to identify a very strong interest in the early childhood area and looking into this as much as they could. They have some space available and were anxious to let us take advantage of some of their classroom space and saw some ways that we could serve their teachers.
Who will be eligible for it to take part in the program?
I assume you mean in terms of eligible children?
Yes. Is it only Fairfax County or?
No, actually children from anywhere in the area can apply. We would imagine that many people from the Fairfax area, especially adjacent to the university, would be interested. We're looking for a cross-section of children representing many different populations and income groups, ethnic backgrounds to apply.
The parent participation aspect of this program sounds very interesting. How are parents going to be able to get involved?
Well, we're seeing that they can get involved in a wide range of dimensions. Certainly, we want them involved in their child's education. And so we want to have them feel comfortable enough to come into the classroom, to work with children, or to observe their child or children that are in the program. We're also going to be providing workshops and seminars so that the parents can come and learn about children. Thirdly, we hope that parents will become involved in some of the research. Many of the faculty members have identified some interests that they have that parents can actually participate, so that there might be a study that parents could become involved in and then learn from the results of that study.
They might perhaps be doing observations at home to follow on with what had been done during the day.
Exactly.
You have worked in early childhood education for quite a while.
Right.
Is this something that you find or have found that parents want to be more involved with the children's education?
Well, I think that that's certainly something that parents have always felt, but perhaps more than ever today I'm seeing a growing awareness of parents about education and a concern that they have to make sure that their children participate, especially at an early age, in a quality kind of educational program. And as their parents become more aware, they learn to ask many questions, they learn that they can become involved, and teachers at the same hand are anxious to have parents enter the classroom and become involved.
It's really a rather artificial division, isn't it, particularly at that age?
That's right.
To say that the education takes place during certain hours in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then they are no longer being educated once the parents take them,
yes.
because, of course, they're learning all the time at that
right.
age.
Right. Well, that's one of the things that has always characterized early childhood education as a field, in that parents have always been integrally involved in the children's education and in preschool programs and nursery schools from the time that they really began in the late 1800s. Parents were asked to participate and encouraged to participate. And some of that we don't always see carrying through into later years with children. But it is very important for the young child.
What form will the research take that is being done with these children?
Well, we're probably going to see a variety of research. The form is going to be generally unobtrusive observational research, perhaps also some surveys that might be done by parents instead of perhaps children. But we are looking for people in education, in nursing, in health and physical education, as well as some of the other departments on campus to be looking to use this facility for research. Because of the variety of the departments that will be participating, we see that many different kinds of studies can potentially be done so that the community will learn a great many things about children, not just what we might think of as traditional educational research, but some things that might have to do with health, for example.
That's an interesting variety.
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought of so many departments being involved. What about the Fairfax County teachers? How will they use the facility?
Well, we see that that could happen in a variety of ways. Some of the teachers may come in to observe the classroom, to see how some of the techniques that we use might be incorporated into kindergartens or first grades, for example. Other teachers who are studying in early childhood, who are getting degrees perhaps in that area, might choose to do some work in that. And we may be able to do some workshops for them in teacher training.
How will the teaching that you will be offering at the project differ from what children would get in an ordinary nursery school? Okay.
Well, I think that one of the things I would like to emphasize especially is that we are going to be operating from a philosophy that many people in the field have identified as a developmental philosophy, and also one that really emphasizes a great deal with children's thinking. And while there are many things that we'll be doing that are similar to programs that you would observe in the community right now, we are going to be taking those things like art and music, dance, science, from a perspective of how children are developing their thinking skills. And in that regard, I think that children are going to be learning a great deal about how to learn and how to think. And we're very excited about that opportunity. It's a very difficult challenge. Sometimes we think of teaching children as a lot of fun and a lot of exciting kinds of opportunities for those that are involved, and it really is. But it's a lot of work when you have to start thinking, how is this activity helping the child? What are they learning from this, and how can I facilitate that learning?
In other words, you're not just trying to keep them occupied for a certain number of hours, you're trying to direct an education.
That's right. And as a teacher, you're constantly thinking about, what can I do with this child to move them to the next stage? I think that that's another important component of our project that is different from perhaps other programs, in that we are going to be doing a lot of assessment of the children in an informal way very often, and sometimes a formal way if it's necessary, of using an instrument that's been standardized to tell us something about where the child is in their thinking, where the child is in their development, so that we know something about how to best teach that individual child.
How important do you think it is for children to be directed at such an early age?
Well, I think that that's another perhaps unique aspect of many programs that take a developmental philosophy, and also those that stress thinking in children. We find that when you come into a classroom like this, you sense that the teacher is in a very subtle and undirecting kind of role. Many of the things that the teacher does happens before the children even arrive, in planning, in interacting in a spontaneous way with the child, rather than coming in and saying, now you're going to do this, and then you're going to do that, and you're going to learn this at this time. We find that children at this age in particular learn best from their own experience and what's important to them at the time, what they want to learn, is what's important for us as a teacher, and to be able to observe that, to identify it, and then build on that. So we're not directing as much as we are guiding.
Where is this school going to be held?
We're located at John C. Wood Elementary School, which is on Old Lee Highway in Fairfax. And we have a beautiful room which we're ready now to start setting up.
And what will the schedule be?
We're offering a program in the morning from 8:45 to 11:45, and one in the afternoon from 12:45 to 3:45.
And who is running the school?
I will be the director of the school.
And your staff?
And my staff will include a teacher and a teacher assistant. We'll also be having, of course, people from the university involved in the program, and teachers in the school system.
Mm-hmm. And your teachers are all trained in this particular developmental philosophy?
That's right. We're finding that there are many excellent teachers in this area with master's degrees in early childhood and very much strong experience in this field.
Now, you've chosen this 2.5 to 5-year-old age group. Is there any particular reason for that?
Well, we feel that this age range will give us an opportunity to study children at different developmental levels, which of course is an important part of our philosophy in seeing that children do change over time, and that even children at different ages, children at the same age, will function in different developmental ways. We have chosen this because we feel that it will represent a good cross-section of preschool children. I might mention also that the 2.5-year-old age range was selected because we felt that this might serve a population of children who are really ready to enter school at this point mid-year, who might not have been able to take advantage of a school opportunity such as this in September.
How can people who are interested in the program find out more about it, and when are you accepting enrollments?
Well, we are continuing to accept enrollments through the date of opening, and are even accepting applications for children for the following year. People can apply by calling the university. Our number is 323-2400, and they can obtain an application and a brochure. Once they send that in, then we will contact the families and set up an opportunity so that we can meet and discuss the program more.
And even if they're not interested in enrolling, perhaps in this coming semester, they can contact you for later classes.
That's right.
Is that right? When do you plan to run it? Every fall and every spring, or over the summer as well? Will the classes be continuous?
Well, at the present time, the classes will follow a Fairfax County school schedule, in that we will start in September and end in mid-June. There is a possibility in the future, of course, that we might be able to expand that calendar.
I see. Gail, thank you very much for being with us today. The project sounds extremely interesting, and perhaps you'd like to repeat that telephone number for people who would like to learn more about it.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to. It's 323-2400.
Thank you. You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public service program produced by George Mason University. Production coordinator, Pat Ping. For information about our guest or this program, please call area code 703-323-2138. I'm Helen Ackerman for the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.